Well, hello everybody out there. We've been listening to high country music. That was Casey Musgraves. Before that, we heard Bonnie Prince Billy and a couple of tunes from The Highwomen, and then one from Big Thief. And we heard one from Bedouin as well, just kind of enjoying a little bit of music. Speaking of that, I have some special guests right here in our very own radio station. They are musicians who maybe you've seen around town this weekend. Maybe you've been saving it up for the big show tonight. This is going to be your first glimpse of the sound. But we've got, basically it's a super group of sorts. It's a touring ensemble of bands. We've got Diado, Matt and Louisa.
Hello.
Hey.
And we've got R.O. Shapiro as well.
Hello.
Hello, my friends. I'm so glad to have you here.
We're so happy to be here.
It's so nice on this beautiful summertime day.
My goodness.
Petersburg.
It's warm.
It's a sweaty, I'm in short sleeves.
Some could say too warm.
I feel like a little bit.
I feel like it's nice.
Scorched. Well, it's awfully nice to have you here. It's been a beautiful weekend in Petersburg. This Rainforest Festival. My stars. A lot of friends coming into town for certain nuptial delights.
Ah, yes. The nuptials.
The big fun time. And so, you know, now we have just a cherry on top, an evening of music at the Holy Cross House this evening.
And not only that, it's actually our last show in Alaska after being here for a whole month.
A month-long tour in Alaska. Your first musical foray into Alaska, or no?
Diado's first.
Diado's first. Foray.
Yeah. Matt and I together. I was here last year, actually, around this time with my friend Ellie, and we were working on farms as like trade, work trade, like staying at the house, staying at the people's house / farm / homestead,
cool.
And getting fed and stuff and doing work for them. But then we also set up a bunch of shows around Anchorage.
Perfect.
And Homer and place at Juneau and stuff like that. But that was the first of my experience of Alaska, and this is much more extensive.
Awesome.
Because we've done, how many shows have we played, Matt?
I honestly have no idea.
With Raph alone, we've played like
quite a few,
seven
though.
At this point.
Mm-hmm.
And before we were with Isaac Opatz, who lives in Missoula, Montana, and we played, who knows?
Our first show was on August 15th, and we've had probably maybe 7 days off since then or less.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a few.
So you're all warmed up. You're the embers of your roaring summer fire.
We might be getting towards the ashes.
We're burned out.
We're gonna leave it all out on the field tonight. Tell you what.
Good. It's marshmallow.
Play like no tomorrow.
Yeah, we know that Petersburg is such a tough crowd too, so we're just like, we're really kind of, you know, we're ready to lay it all out there.
I'm at this point where I like can't clear my throat, like there's like so much phlegm in it from too much singing / no sleep, so
come on out, y'all.
We'll see how it works out. We're gonna put our whole hearts and souls in it though, no matter what.
Well, I think it's gonna be pretty good. And let me see here, we're getting people.
I agree. I've heard these guys when they say that they're really tired, and then so then they think the show stinks, and it's still very, very beautiful.
I think I've been sort of in the same vicinity, same disclaimers, and then same chills, goosebumps on my forearms, and hair on the back of my neck doing its little like, what's happening right now? Anyway, why don't we give people a little bit of music here.
Yeah, so this is a song that I wrote, and it's called Inhibition, and Matt and I are going to play it together, and I think Raph has some harmonies he'll add in on there, too. He's heard us play enough times / learned our songs on stage in the past week.
That sounds great.
I think I'm going to take these headphones off, because I can only hear it out of one side anyway. One, two, three. I can't think of any song I'd like to write, 'cause everything
That sounds really nice.
Good.
Yeah, that was awesome, guys.
Oh.
Thanks.
So, do you have any albums out or anything like that? Like, if I wanted to just throw dollars at your songs.
we released our first full-length album last June, and it's called Dream Country.
Cool.
And it's a 13-song mega double LP. Very long. It's like a 60-minute runtime.
Really? Great.
And it's all basically cut from stories of traveling around the country together, playing music and meeting people and making friends all over the place, and the adventures that we had kind of before we were really an official band.
Oh.
And we just kind of bummed around and hoofed around and played random shows and
Back when it was fun to play music.
Well, that sounds like a pretty fun way to sit back and enjoy you from afar. You know, I might have to pick up one of those records. How do you like to sell it? Do you have a Bandcamp?
Yeah, we can sell it on Bandcamp. We also have another album that we released this year that's only available on Bandcamp, so you can go and get both there. Bless you, Raph.
Sorry.
Yeah, and we're also on Spotify, too, if you don't have any money.
Yeah, stream it that way. Fill your ears.
You still have to pay for Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Well, just stay tuned to KFSK,
we're on YouTube.
Then. Oh, YouTube.
Our whole album is up there somehow. We didn't even put it on there. Just ended up there.
Nice. Some freebooter fans. Yeah. Cool. Well, anyway, so you can stay tuned to KFSK, too. I'll buy that record for us, everybody.
I'll just play it on the show tonight, right?
We have two left.
There's two left. Okay,
y'all.
And this is the last stop on the tour, everybody. So get ready to have a battle royale top prize, one of the last two of the physical format. Let's do maybe another one of your songs.
Sure. Yeah, we'll do one more, and then Raph will do a couple songs.
That sounds great.
And then you'll have to come to the show tonight to hear the rest of them.
Uh-huh. I think it's going to be a really nice show.
It's going to be fun, yeah. I'm psyched.
7 o'clock, tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much are the tickets?
I think 10.
Very reasonable.
Nice.
Something reasonable.
10, I believe.
$10? That sounds great.
I believe so. And maybe even there was a $5 ticket for some other population.
Kids and seniors, something like that.
Potentially that.
Okay. Yes. Well, it's not going to break the bank to go... just have a wonderful
it's a screaming
evening.
Deal in my opinion.
It is. Oh, excellent. Okay, let's sing another one.
All right, here's a song about a crush. Timeless.
Perfect.
a timeless crush.
No, the crush is timed out, but the song about a crush is timeless. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. You were thinking of asking me for promises and all about your falling in love. I can't say what made you run away.
We were at a party. I walked you to your room. You snuck into mine. I held you in the dark.
Time just slips away, like the records that we play. Stumbling backwards through my mind, like a carnival parade. But I don't mind it, and if it won't go away, we might have to try something. Breaks your heart someday. We were aimless from the start, too young for broken hearts, too amplified to try, too lost to fall apart. But I don't mind. In the abstract, even if it breaks my heart someday.
I don't know
what you are thinking of, asking me for promises and all about you falling in love. I can't say what made you run away. Some things will never change.
You always look at me funny, won't you? And I'll always look at you the same. I don't know what you were thinking of, asking me for promises and all about you falling in love. I can't say I don't need you anymore. I don't know what you were thinking of, asking me for promises and all about you falling in love. I can't say what made you run away.
That sounds great. I can't wait to hear a whole bunch more songs that you've written, but I won't really have to wait very long at all, because this very evening, starting in 3.5 hours over at the Holy Cross House, we can hear even more. Wow.
Wait, so what time does the concert start?
Seven o'clock.
Glad I know.
They're boots. Wow. Oh, what a treat.
Thank you.
Diado. So,
as a reminder, it's a very special concert because it's our last concert of this entire tour.
Last
chance.
Before
we head back down south.
The grand finale.
That's true.
In Peaburg.
Yeah.
Do people call it Peaburg, Oren?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think anybody can help themselves.
Sure.
It's too automatic.
Yeah.
Well, so now Mr. R. O. Shapiro has a microphone on, or a microphone and a guitar, ready to roll.
Yeah, let's do. I'm gonna do my ghost song about Sitka called John Brown's Beach.
This song is so cool.
Thanks, Louisa.
You're welcome.
Big John Brown was buried by the beach. His bones were washed by the waves. And each night a breeze comes a whistling through the trees and shakes them shells on his grave. Big John Brown had silver in his teeth, but he came up north for the gold. He'd dig and search, but he always went to church, knew that money couldn't save his soul. On John Brown's beach, you gotta practice what you preach. Before you swim, you better pray. 'Cause it's the secret we keep, the dead don't stay asleep, or your maker's gonna come someday. John Brown's dog was foaming at the mouth, had a belly full of clay. He heard a whistling sound come from deep underground. He knew his master had gone astray. John Brown's wife was dreaming of the South. Every morning she would cry. Well, she had mountains to climb, but she hadn't the time to hang her laundry to dry. On John Brown's beach, you gotta practice what you preach. Before you swim, you better pray. 'Cause it's the secret we keep, the dead don't stay asleep, or your maker's gonna come someday, day, day. Your maker's gonna come someday. John Brown's son was headed to the war, learned to fire but not to burn. He wasn't driven by hate, he just didn't want to wait for his daddy to return. Now if John Brown was standing on the shore, would your hair stand right on end? Or would you sound the alarm before coming to harm? Or would you greet the ghost as a friend? Would you greet the ghost as a friend? Well, Big John Brown was buried by the beach. His bones were washed by the waves. And each night a breeze comes whistling through the trees and shakes them shells on his grave, grave, grave. Shakes them shells on his grave.
That is a really lovely song.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I can't help but notice how much I love your songwriting. That goes for the three of you.
Thanks,
Oren.
Lots more.
Do you write songs?
Well, a little bit. Not like that, though.
Interesting. I would like to hear them.
We'll have a showdown someday. The next time you come back around. But gosh, wow, that is an anthem. That one gets stuck in my head. Our listeners probably recognize that song because I play that on the radio all the time. I love John Brown.
That's so awesome. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's fun. That's one that I wrote without a guitar. It's like the only song I've ever done that with.
Mm-hmm. No, you did the one in your head when you were at the meditation.
Oh, that's true. Retreat. That's true. But I had started that one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. I had a verse and chorus for that one. I finished it.
Here's a fun piece of radio-related trivia about that song.
Yep.
One day, it was the evening, Chelsea Tremblay was doing her Ebb Tide show.
Oh.
And it was a wonderful show. She plays that song, and then another musician in town calls me at home and says, "What was that song about John Brown? I need to look that up because I want to learn how to play covers of that song."
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Super cool.
It's just a cross-pollinating regional songwriting celebration of creativity and ears full of good art.
Yeah. Well, this is an inspiring part of the world.
It is.
It's really, really energetically very special, and I'm always count my blessings when I'm up here.
And you could say that again.
Mm-hmm. Well, it feels so good too when visitors come through, fresh eyes, full of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
That like leaves a positive, you know, after vibration.
Mm. Good.
I like the town more after folks come through.
Nice.
Feeling love for the town, you know.
For sure.
So it's win-win.
Yeah.
Why don't we do one more song and then we'll leave them wanting more.
All right. Excuse me, everybody.
The clearing of
You can hear the sickness in all of us.
Yeah, it's...
Don't get too close.
I'm not sick.
You're always asking me for wellness pills these days.
Yeah, that's why I'm not sick.
A good immune regimen. This is the road life. You know?
It's the road life. You get sick, you're not sick, you're living your dreams, and then you're in bed, and then you're on the road, and...
Raph, do you want me to play guitar?
Hiking and climbing trees. All day, every day.
I love it.
It's crazy.
It's a wild
burning that candle at all the ends.
Yeah. It's covered in wicks. Burns fast.
The wax is all over our feet.
People are into that.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I'm tired of talking through tin cans with you and holding my own hands a crying shame too. I just wanna dance to some old country tunes, so I'm hanging up and I'm coming over. Oh, can I come over? Start getting sad when the sun's going down, 'cause the dark ain't no fun when darling you ain't around. I could just go to bed or catch a show downtown, or I could come over. Oh, can I come over? Well, the neon signs off the highway ramps, oh, they all just keep flashing your name. I can see your eyes in my dashboard light, and I'm having trouble staying in my lane. Ooh, darling, it's only a quarter to one, and I'm feeling lonely as a prodigal son. Can't unsay what I've said, can't undo what I've done, but I can come over. Oh yeah, oh, can I come over? Oh, 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 oh. Can I come over? Oh, can I come over? 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 Can I come over?
That sounds so nice. Wow. Well, everybody out there listening is invited to come on over to hear more of these songs this evening.
Yeah, and it really is. I mean, I know that these guys have mentioned it a few times, but it's been a very special last few weeks. Mm. I know these guys have been like road dogging it since May. I've not been doing it for that long, but just bringing this little chapter to a close, and we've been doing all this playing together and sort of melding and mashing up our sets, and that's been a really fun and exciting process. So this is a one of a kind show tonight. Hope you'll be there for us.
Yeah.
Be there with us.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to it, and I think it's a great opportunity for people in the town who love songs to gather around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice to be here with you, and thanks for wrapping up your Alaska experience with us here in Little Petersburg.
Yeah, and if you can't come to the show tonight, for Matt and I's stuff, you can just look up Diado on the internet. It's D-Y-A-D-O. Mm-hmm. And you can check out our Instagram. You can go to our website, diattotheband.com, mm-hmm. and look on our Spotify, whatever you want. Yeah, all that. And I guess we forgot to mention we're cousins. I wanted to say that really quick.
Yeah.
We're a cousin band. We're a family band.
Diatto means grandfather.
Diatto means grandfather.
Yep. And cool. we kind of reconnected in our adulthood through my grandfather. And so we named the band after him.
Cool.
He's Bulgarian. And an awesome dude.
You got those Bulgarian blood harmonies.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good
stuff.
You
know what they say about those Bulgarian blood harmonies. Legendary stuff.
Yeah, if you don't know the legend, but you want to learn it.
And for Raph,
come check it
you
out.
You can look up.
Yeah, I've got my website is roshapiro.com. It's the letters R-O. And I've got a record coming out soon. Got a mailing list. Also Facebook and Instagram and all that nonsense.
Right. Slap your email on that list. Be the first to know.
That's right.
And is the record coming out? Those are songs with Lauren Tronick.
That's right. Yes.
Who maybe listeners around town remember from some concerts over the Mayfest mm-hmm. festival weekend. Beautiful stuff.
Yes, sir.
That up until tonight's concert, that show at Mayfest had been my favorite moment of music of the whole year.
Oh.
No pressure.
All right. Let's see what we can do.
They're sweating, but it's stuffy. Anyway, well, we'll let you slip on out of here. We'll let listeners just stampede to the internet to start buying your albums off your websites or however they want to do that. And thank you for coming on to KFSK and
thank
sharing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Oren.
It's a pleasure.
Super
You're
rad.
So great.
This whole community's nice like that. You know?
This guy's smile is like, they could write books about your smile, man, I tell you. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this man in person, but.
No, I'm sure everybody has.
It's unreal.
It's a little excessive, the grinning.
It's amazing. It's never excessive.
Well, that's
unless
so
it's
nice.
Dark.
Right. Then
and
it,
you're standing in a window.
It'll terrify a person. You know, it's got powers. Well, we'll leave them wanting to hear more and wondering what the heck we're talking about as far as that goes. And yeah, a little more high country music coming your way.
Oh, yeah.
And see y'all out there at the Holy Cross House. Tickets at the door. 7 o'clock's the show.
Tonight.
Yeah.
See you there, y'all.
Can I make a request?
Yeah.
Radio request?
Sure, yeah.
Can we get some John Hartford, the Julia Bell Swain?
I bet we can.
All right.
That seems like
that's my high country request.
John Hartford. Good stuff.
All right.
Okay. Adios, amigos.